Well, there was another name too, but I can't recall it right at this time.
Well, that was the sound I was talking about, Whitney or something. You know, when you eat chicken, there's a bone that goes like this. Do you remember what that's called?
Whereabouts is it? Blade bone?
Huh?
It's blade bone? Pulley bone?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. What'd you call that?
Blade bone or pulley bone.
Blade bone?
Well, the blade bone is what comes up to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulley bone, you cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Before you cut that blade bone, breastbone.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? You know, after you've already cut it the first time and it's grown back enough so you can cut it again. Have you ever heard a name for that second growth?
Second growth.
Okay. And what sort of things can you make out of cornmeal? What kinds of bread?
Well, you can make all kinds of different breads. Cornbread, pone bread, hoe cakes.
What's pone bread?
Well, pone bread is when you bake it in the oven in little cakes, like, or little pones, kind of like a light bread, you know. Mm-hmm. You just roll it out with your hands and put it in there in small little pones, whatever size you want them. Nowadays, mostly they just put them out in just about enough for one person to eat in little pones.
Mm-hmm.
But used to, they'd make them kind of longer and larger, and it would be broken in two for mm-hmm. different servings.
What do you mean light bread? Is that...
That's loaf bread that we use now, but it was usually called light bread.
Mm-hmm. What about something that, did you ever hear cooking cornbread in ashes in the fire?
No, not in the ashes.
Or, you know, cooking it in the fire somehow?
You cook it in the oven, that's what I was telling you a while ago, that oven. You put the fire, you put some coals under it, and you put coals on top of that oven.
Mm-hmm.
And get it good and hot,
mm-hmm.
and it'll bake it, and it's real good.
I see. What about something that you could fry in deep fat, maybe eat with fish or...
What do you mean?
Out of cornmeal. What?
Oh, doughboys.
Okay, how does that mean?
Well, you have to put some different ingredients in it. You usually... use an egg and some buttermilk and salt and sometimes according to your milk, if you make it with milk, if it's sour, of course you have to add a little soda or
mm-hmm.
maybe a little baking powder to it. Stir it up good and put in that hot fat and make you some good dough boys.
Okay. What shape is a dough boy?
It's round. Of course, I have seen them kind of like what they call corn dogs now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same consistency
mm-hmm.
or ingredients, just made in different form,
mm-hmm.
shape.
Did you ever hear something called a corn dodger?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, a corn dodger is something. You have young turnip greens, and when your greens, your turnips get done, take them out, and you have your pot liquor, as it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And you make out these little corn dodgers with cornmeal and salt and pepper. If you want to add onions, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just make them out in little round pones like that, not very thick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to have them in a kind of a flat boiler.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're easily torn up.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do that, and I usually just make them like a, with a hole in them,
mm-hmm.
so the juice can cook up.